It's time for us to chat with our latest athlete of the week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Colby Newsom. He is a senior at Winfield Mountain Union High School. He's been a member of the Wolves track and field team now for the last couple of years, and he is again going to be a featured part of the Class 1A State Championships for track and field this coming week at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, as Newsom was the Class 1A district champion in both the 400 and 800 meter runs and also earned an at-large bid to state in the 1600 meters. Colby, congratulations. How does it feel to know that you're going to finish up your career one more time running in Des Moines?
It feels good, you know. The past 2 years I've qualified in mostly relay events, and so it's good to get my open events there this year.
You've had a lot of success in the 800 in particular, and a little bit in the 400. How much did you feel like going into districts, though, you were on pace to put up a good time, at least in the mile?
I was the most nerve-wracking because we had probably one of the best 1A runners in our district there for the mile, and Gage Hain. So he was really good competition to have there. So, and then I think it ended up with six people from our district, I think, qualified in the mile. So, honestly, that just was a big confidence boost knowing we had one of the toughest districts in the 1600 there.
Yeah, Ty Munoz of Columbus, Troy Collette of Sigourney, Jude Dykstra of Waco. It was an insane field that you had to go through just to finish top five, top six at districts, but it got you to state. I want to talk a little bit about the 400 meters because you've had plenty of success in cross country in addition to track. You've been a state qualifier there before, and you've obviously had success in the distance races in track. The 400, it's a full lap around, but it is the closest thing to a sprint compared to everything else. How do you adjust and prepare for that race compared to the others?
The four, I've had some background in the 400. I've done the 4x4 the past couple of years, so that's helped me. So, but just being, taking my speed, my 800 speed, and just turning it on to one lap, it's something difficult, but you just got to know you got to get out fast and use that endurance side to advantage, as I don't have the top end speed that most other, like, 100, 200 guys do, so.
We're talking with Winfield Mountain Union's Colby Newsom, our latest athlete of the week, a two-time district champion and three-time state qualifier, getting ready for the Class 1A meet in Des Moines this week. I mentioned that you've been a state qualifier as well in cross country previously, and you're going to be continuing running at Central College going forward. It would seem like after cross country, everything in track and field would be a little easier, but I'm curious if there is some sort of adjustment period, or if it is easier to sort of scale back in terms of distance, and you really only have to worry about maybe the last 100 meters or so putting a good sprint in.
There is an adjustment period after cross country because you're focused on the longer distance, all 5K. There's no other race. That's all you need. So, in between after cross country and in between track and field, you gotta build up that speed and make sure you can run fast and not just run far.
Yeah, cross country is just about being steady and consistent, and track you do have to, I imagine, focus on those sprint segments, especially at the end of a race, I'm guessing. How much of that is something that you still maybe work on then in the fall the last couple of years, even as you're focusing on being kind of just having a steady pace? Or is cross-country preparation completely different from track?
I wouldn't say it's completely different because we still do – I've done some speed work before cross-country and track, but it's just more – before cross-country, it's just more mileage-focused and getting on miles, and after – after cross country, before track, it's just more getting that speed back to where it was before cross country. So it's just basically going back and forth between seasons.
You mentioned that you've had a couple of trips to state previously on relay teams. First of all, how much does the segments that you run, whether it's like a distance medley or another relay like that, how much do you feel like that allows you to get better when you run an open version of a 400 or an 800?
Oh, yeah. Being the leg of any relay, honestly, helps you tremendously because you're you're running not for yourself on a relay, but you're running for your team too. So that gives you that extra boost to someone you want for a while. And then when you're in your open, you know you have that your teammates are still there. Even though they're not running the race physically with you, they're still there cheering you on.
You're going to be the lone boy that represents Winfield Mountain Union at State Track this week. Josie Nelson and Kinley Buffington are going to be there for the girls. But in talking about teammates, you've had some outstanding ones the last couple of years. How much do you feel like having the guys to compete against it in practice that you've had the last two seasons, especially maybe two or three seasons, has made you a better athlete?
Yeah, they've been great supporters and great teammates, and practicing with them the past 2 years was great and gives me more ways to push myself than ever before. So I'm really grateful that I had them the past 2 years, and I know that they're still wanting me to be successful this year, even though they're not on the team.
Yeah, I know there's some guys like Cruz Hagmeyer, who was great in the hurdles this year, and some since-graduated teammates like Cam Buffington and Jake Edwards, and Jake is on the team this year, and Gabe Hemsworth, who was great in the hurdles and was a cross-country runner. You've had some really, really good ones that I'm sure wishing you the best this week. And that's the last thing I'll ask. You've had, like I said, a couple of trips to state in relays. Getting here in these three events, what do you sort of set the expectations for yourself this week for Des Moines?
I'm not really setting expectations for myself. I want to go out there and do the best that I can and then be happy when I come back home Saturday night. That's all I want.
Well, I would think that you're going to do that because you've done it time and again throughout your career. Colby, congratulations on making it to state in these three events. Best of luck at Drake Stadium, and thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
No problem. Thank you.
That is Colby Newsom, Winfield Mountain Union senior track and field athlete, the Class 1A District 8 champion in the boys' 400 and 800-meter runs. He's also a state qualifier in the 1,600 meters and will be competing to win some hardware in all three of those races at the Class 1A Track and Field Championships at Drake Stadium in Des Moines Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Congrats to Colby on making it to state. Best of luck to him there. And congrats to Colby on being our latest Athlete of the Week.